Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be clouds and sun, breezy. Got a chance maybe for some spotty afternoon showers. And a high today around 54. Kenosha right now is at 41 degrees. It's 32 in Burlington, Milwaukee 38, and in Racine 39 degrees. One of five stolen dealership vehicles out of Illinois, northbound from Kenosha County into Racine County about 11:30 or so last night, went out of control after contact with spike strips near Highway G, struck another car, then crashed in a ditch nearby, both occupants then getting out and running into the darkness. A second vehicle, that second vehicle that was struck after the impact, it spun into the median wall, one occupant refusing hospital care for shoulder soreness. At one point, all three of the northbound lanes in that area were closed to traffic detoured off to Highway G. There was a concentrated search for the teenagers, including more than one canine team, in easterly then northerly directions. They utilized occasional footprints, but close to 90 minutes later, the search was called off. The vehicle with dealership plates out of Libertyville towed back to the department's impound lot by the substation as evidence. Four other vehicles also taken from Libertyville, they sped off into Milwaukee County. A woman could be formally charged this afternoon in Racine Circuit Court in reference to an early Saturday morning incident that put her in jail for operating a vehicle while intoxicated, causing injury, plus felony hit and run, the victim her husband. A Sheriff's Department news release says that a man was bleeding from the back of his head, discovered on South Front Street in the village of Rochester. A witness mentioned a vehicle leaving the scene. Flight for Life took that victim to Frederick Hospital. The investigation eventually revealed that the man and his wife had argued inside their vehicle, and when he got out, she allegedly struck him with it and then drove off. Not unusual when you go driving through any large parking lot in Racine or Kenosha County, you see vehicles with just one state license plate, even though state law does technically require two.
Properly displayed license plates can help the public and law enforcement identify vehicles that may have been involved in criminal activity that are stolen or being operated erratically. It also makes it easier to locate the vehicles of people who need help, such as motorists reported as being overdue, or vehicles named in amber or silver alerts.
That is Sergeant David Harvey with the State Patrol, who says that's true even if a car or a truck has only one mounting bracket on the back of it. The fine for not displaying license plates or improperly displaying those plates is $150. 4 Mile and Nicholson Roads in the village of Caledonia certainly has had its share of traffic crashes over the years. Most recently, a very serious crash that put one driver at Frederick Hospital. The Board of Trustees tonight going to be moving to try to make things a little bit safer. 7 p.m. board meeting agenda lists a resolution authorizing the village to purchase and to install solar flashing stop signs at that intersection. Finance Committee will consider the same item, the only item on its agenda, at 6:45 p.m. Firefighters in Racine called out to smoke in a home in the 500 block of Parkview Drive Sunday afternoon. That was about 3:45. Initial indications had one of the occupants claiming to have disposed of a cigarette up on the second floor, then gone to the store, come back, and found the place full of smoke. An investigator on the case was requested. Well, running a library operation is a lot like a regular business. That you need to establish rules, and you got to have guidelines to cover just about everything in the building. Like a policy on display cases. The Racine Public Library's Board of Trustees hearing from librarian Jessica McPhail about the separate proposed policies for the cases in the children's section on the main floor and the adult section up on the second floor.
The children's display case is for children's collections. It's not for adults who collect children's materials. So, all of you who have made Star Wars Legos or have a Batman collection, this is for children who have those collections. And it's come up, believe it or not. Oh, kids would love this. Well, then they'll come upstairs to look at it. This is for children.
McPhail crediting staffer Darcy Moore with researching policies at other libraries to create the two that they unanimously approve for the adult and children's display cases at the lakefront site. Remember that little controversy about the Racine Baseball Co-op and the city's order for them to vacate the third floor of that building? It's part of the Machinery Row project due to structural problems, including the roof. Well, it turns out they hired an architect to look at the structural integrity of that part of the building that they use, also the rest of the third floor. City Administrator Tom Friedel telling WRJN News in an email to our inquiry that the architect determined and certified that the area was safe for them to occupy. Based on the inspection and a submitted report, the city then lifted the order to vacate that portion of the third floor. In addition, Friedel says repairs were started on the damaged roof structure just outside the RBC area. Racine Public Safety and Licensing Committee recommended recently denial of soda and beverage plus cigarette and tobacco license applications for Fufu's Hotspot Grocery Store at 2120 16th Street. This relates to the nearby closed Sunshine Supermarket at 16th and Taylor. While the people who live nearby, they don't even want a store at that location, period. Alderman Mike Shields represents the district, and while he backs the committee's position on the applications in this particular instance, he also urged an open mind for somebody else maybe to come in and apply.
You can't judge one bad apple by something someone else has done. So you got to have an open mind when you're doing development that a good person could come in there and run something good in that area.
Language in the committee's denial recommendation includes history of violations, noncompliance with the family, lack of experience by the applicant, Fawood Ali, and this is an improper strawman application as is listed by Ali's wife, Candace. She ran the Sunshine Mart. The issue is going to be on the council agenda for Wednesday night, not Tuesday night. Tuesday, of course, is the primary election. And half a dozen vehicle purchases on the agenda for this afternoon's meeting of the Kenosha Transit Commission. The agenda says five are going to be used buses, the other is a used rubber wheel trolley. All six to be purchased with capital improvement money that the city council okayed about 3 months ago. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.